Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're on the airwaves with Angus and Em for your 11 AM Zedlines. In local news, BBC Studios and Disney have announced that a feature-length Bluey film will begin production in Queensland next year. The film, which will be produced in collaboration with BBC by local production company Ludo Studios, is set to release in cinemas in 2027. Bluey creator Joe Brum will write and direct the film, with local vocal talent from the television show set to reprise their roles. Since debuting on the ABC in 2018, Bluey has become a worldwide hit and was recently named the most watched television show in the United States in 2024. In more local news, Queensland Health has launched a new plan to fix the gaps in the state's oral health system. The statewide oral health services plan aims to reduce the 19,000 hospitalisations for dental issues in the state each year. The plan comes after reports revealed that half of Queensland children have between the ages of 5 and 10 suffer from dental decay. Queensland Chief Dental Officer Dr. Ben Stute says the plan will help residents in rural and remote areas access improved oral services.
In national news, despite the government's messaging that Medicare and bulk billing will be expanded after the election, doctors, in particular First Nations and rural practitioners, due to patient and work limits imposed by Medicare's Professional Services Review, are concerned about the frequency and quality of healthcare services that can be delivered. Medicare's audit system, the PSR, was established under the Healthcare Insurance Act of 1973 and places the reviewing board outside the rule of law, where doctors are trialled outside of the public court system. Doctors are referred to the PSR when their billing practices statistically stand out, often for high patient numbers in rural areas, First Nations care, bilingual communication, and lower socioeconomic communities. They stand out by seeing too many patients and working more hours than metro doctors in some circumstances. Despite a Senate inquiry in 2011, changes to the system have not been implemented since.
In more national news, a forever chemical has been found in fish from the Belabula River in New South Wales. The chemical PFOS, which takes up to 1,000 years to break down in the environment, was found in carp in the Blaney area. Fish were sent by local farmers to an EnviroLab service in Sydney, with the test revealing the presence of PFOS, which was banned in Australia in February due to its harmful effects on human and wildlife. Professor from the University of New South Wales, Dennis O'Carroll, says the chemical is now in the food chain and has called for better funding for investigations into PFOS's effects on the environment.
In international news, a hunter in the United States has been crushed by a bear after chasing it up a tree. Lester Harvey and his group were pursuing a bear when it climbed up a tree. The hunters shot at the bear, who fell over 3 metres and landed on Mr. Harvey, killing both. The incident took place in Virginia, where it is illegal to hunt a bear that is fleeing. According to the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources, it is illegal to cripple, harm, or dislodge a bear from a tree for the intent of continuing a hunt or chase. Similar situations have occurred. In 2019, in North Carolina, a hunter and a bear went over a cliff together after the bear was shot at in a tree and defended itself from the hunting party. For your weather, Brisbane is cloudy with thunderstorm alerts in place and 80% chance of rain. It's currently 30 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. The Sunshine Hinterland town Mapleton last night recorded more than 100 millimetres of rain. The Mary River in Gympie has risen, covering the Kidd Bridge. Low tide on the Brisbane Bar today will be at 6:30 p.m. predicted at 0.6 metres. It is currently mangrove jack season. The fish are most active on humid days with high baromic pressure and warm water temperatures. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.